to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Good morning. What a beautiful morning, and what a wonder to gather in God's wonderful home and to be welcomed, to be here, to be safe, to be free. Amen. I found this note from a woman from Norwich, Connecticut. While volunteering in a soup kitchen, I hit it off with a very attractive young single man. It was a relief, since my mother and I have always laughed because the men to whom I was drawn were inevitably married. So, optimistic about my chances, I asked my new friend what he did for a living. He replied, "I'm a priest." Sometimes life goes that way, doesn't it? We welcome you on the back of the bulletin, some of the announcements for the good of the order. If you are on the nominating committee, we are meeting virtually on Tuesday night, and if you have not gotten the information for that, make sure and catch me before Tuesday evening so that we will begin the end of the year work. Our church conference, as you see on the back of the bulletin, is November 15th. We will be meeting from 6:30 to 8, again, virtually. We know that some of us are getting less and less comfortable driving in the dark, so we're going to do it virtually, which opens the door for more people to be able. The note about ensemble practice there is not mine, but you can read that and understand that that's what's going on with the ensemble. What other announcements do we have for the good of the order? Mike, would you take a microphone to Debbie Gunther, our mission coordinator?
Well, thank you for the people that supported Sabor last week. I haven't got a check yet, but I will on Wednesday. And be sure and go online if you want to support CROP. The walk is October 16th at Triple Creek Trailhead. Now, public health announcement, if anybody wants the new Omicron booster, Tri-County Health has it. We're open Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 4:15. Anybody 12 and up can get the new Omicron booster. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Available and easily done. Debbie's right there to welcome and to direct everything. Next Sunday is World Communion Sunday. As we move into fall, we will be celebrating. The Tongans will join us, of course, and we will celebrate with the world as we celebrate communion and with Christ. Other announcements for the good of the order? Seeing none, stand, wave at one another, remain standing for a call to worship.
Will you remain standing for the call to worship, please? Precious Lord, hear your children gathered here this morning. You have spoken to us for many millennia, and you can speak to us today. You spoke to your servant, Paul, as he addressed the Hebrews, saying, "Let's mutual love continue." We take heart the word of the scripture. Do not neglect to show hospitals and strangers. By doing that, some have entertained the angels unaware. Thank you, Lord, for continuing to guide us into your paths. Come into their hearts and guide us. Will. There's been a change in the bulletin. The hymn is 338, "Where He Leads Me." Please remain standing. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take my cross and follow, follow me. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go with Him all the way. I'll go with Him through the garden. I'll go with Him through the garden. I'll go with Him through the garden. I'll go with Him all the way. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. I will follow, follow all the way. I'll go with Him through the judgment. I'll go through Him with the judgment. I'll go through Him with the judgment. I'll go with Him, with Him, all the way. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. I will follow, follow all the way. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. With me all the way. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. I will follow, follow all the way. You may be seated. The first reading from the scripture is Psalm 146. Let there be light. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, all my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God where I have been. Put not your trust in princes, in son of man, in whom there is no help. When the breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plan perish. Happy is he who helps in the help is the Lord of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord of God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens his eyes to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over his sojourners. He upholds the wisdom and the fatherless. He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. The God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Thanks. The word of the Lord. You're up.
Pass the baton.
Yeah. Don, thank you for reading. If you notice some word variations, he was reading RSV, and there were a few changes between the Revised Standard Version and the New Revised Standard Version. So it isn't that Don was off, it was just the two different translations. They didn't make any problems, but just for an explanation. By way of concerns, if you have not heard, we lost Mary Blythe on early Thursday morning. She was 90. According to her daughter, she had been in the hospital for a while. Her kidneys had failed, and she decided not to do dialysis. So the only services will be a gravesite in Kansas at their home church, is what daughter Jan told me. Debbie Gunther, did you have any other information than that? Okay, she says no. So we celebrate Mary Blythe. She came with her granddaughter Lindsay, as I recall, who used to sit right down front here somewhere. That's been a bunch of years, and I'm amazed that I recall that and that I was still, that I was here. Also, word from Marianne and Earl Pierce. You know that Earl Pierce has been struggling and has been in and out of the hospital with various things, and he is doing fairly well right at the moment, but he was stable enough that Marianne went in and they did a biopsy and removed cancer from one of her kidneys. So they believe they got all of it, but we need to pray for her as well. So keep them in your prayers. On the back of the bulletin, you see some of the others that we've been praying for and about. Do you have any updates on any of those that you see listed? What is the name of the second hurricane? Fiona is the one crossing the Caribbean now. There is another one. It's Ian, something. Yeah, it was a... Okay. Another one that is proposing to hit Florida was at least Category 2 later on, so prayers for those. Prayers for those in harm's way. Good to see Tim back. Helen, Tim went down. I'm glad you're better, buddy. I'm glad you're here. Barbara Shaw did send me a note. Frank is home from the hospital, and he seems to be doing a little better. He had some surgeries, and as you recall, he was suffering from what was progressing very rapidly in dementia, and doctors couldn't narrow down what it was. I'm not sure that they have done so yet, but they've gone to an assisted living place where it was easier for Barbara to care for her over 6-foot husband. And so they are home in their apartment, but prayers for them as they continue. Any others that we might lift this morning? Don, concern or a celebration? One more test on Thursday. And after that point, your team will gather to find out if you're a a candidate for a kidney transplant. All right, all right. I see Paya has her hand waving. Michael, if you...
Could you please add to your prayer list Elena's grandmother, who had a heart attack Wednesday morning? Her name is Miss Dina.
Say it again slowly.
Dina Relford.
Dina.
Yes.
And she had?
Heart attack.
Okay, prayers, prayers.
So prayers for the Relford family and Elena, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thought I saw another hand waving. No? I'm not saying. Ruby.
No.
Oh, Mr. Lata. Ruby.
Okay, I just wanted to let y'all know that my husband will turn 29 again for many years on Thursday, his birthday.
Yeah, I've got him down here on the 29th. It's going to turn 29 again, huh? Okay. Forever 29. Jim Latall did not have something. He was just trying to point to Ruby. Okay, very good. By way of celebrations, then, let's turn to the birthday list. Today is Colin Armstrong's birthday. He's 31. Andrew Burns is 28, and Audrey Burns is 30. Intriguing in-laws with birthdays on the same day, Monday. Bo Mitchell, I have down here that you are going to be 14 on Tuesday. Is that true, sir? Okay, did you want us to sing happy birthday to you right now? No, he says no. Okay. But you can all pinch him after the worship service. So I have down here that Don Boyles is celebrating a birthday on Wednesday. Yep. Going to turn 29 again?
Yeah,
perpetual. All right. Is that news to either of you two? No, they're both grinning. I think they have plans. Okay. We mentioned Dave Freeman, Stella Marker's birthday also on Thursday. She is not turning 29. She will be 99. Amen to her. Melba helping do the caretaking over there, so we're very grateful. Earl Morgan has a birthday on Thursday. Suzanne Marquez next Sunday. Did we miss any birthdays, anniversary, special celebrations? They are many in our midst, and we are grateful. Let's turn to our unison prayer. Loving God, hear our prayer. Precious God, we are here today, humble in your presence and the wonder of your creation and bounty of the harvest. We celebrate this awesome reminder of your greatness and your care for us. We thank you for all the great gifts you have given us. We thank you for the gifts of our friends and families. We thank you for those who journey along with us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation. Lord, what a journey you've placed us in. What a trip this is. What a lot to remember as we've made many years, put years behind us, and what an amazing time to reflect on where we've been and to contemplate where we're going. Lord God, you are so wonderful that you are with us in the journey. That you're in the journey with us from all of us, everyone from Serenity age 3 to Bode age 14 to Stella age 99. You are with us every step, every moment, every day. There's nothing that we can do to have earned such faithfulness. And Lord, you know us. Sometimes we stray. Sometimes we fail to be the disciples you call us to be. Sometimes we fail with the opportunities that you give us. And sometimes we fail with our gifts and graces to share them as the blessing that they are to the world. Hear us as we offer our prayers of
forgiveness. And thank you for forgiving us, for gathering with us, and for continually turning us back to the right path, to paths of righteousness, to doing the right things in your name for the right reasons. Thank you for the brief moments of grace where we can touch someone, help someone, be a gift to someone, bring a smile to someone, and where we can offer your love, the love that you give us, so we can offer it to someone else. In each of the moments of our days, Lord, we know we should stop and pause and give thanks at every second, but in our being your creation, you know us. You know that temptation distracts us, and the world seeks to draw us away. We gather with you here now, those of us seated together in the sanctuary, along with those gathered virtually who may not be able to join in person. All of us joining together to begin our week properly with you. And as we do so, thank you for joining us and welcoming us back into the fold and showing us the way. Lord, thank you for taking care of all of those around us, especially our loved ones. And thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ for the redemption of sin. As we come and gather, Lord, we offer up the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. By way of speaking about offering, we have a slide, Ms. Paya. Now, that's a picture of I put the old valve on top of the new valve to show you. You don't like that old crusty valve, did you? That new pretty brass shiny valve. It cost us $1,700, but it stopped a leak. We were tempted to gather the water that was leaking and sell it as holy water, but we did not. But at any rate, the pipe on the far left is the main water and coming into the church, and there was nothing we could do to isolate that zone. That feeds actually out to the sprinklers on that side of the building, on the east side. Had to be done. We had a plumber that came in and did the work quickly and efficiently, and it does not leak anymore. Amen. So thank you for your donations to help pay for that, and for the offerings that you put in the plate, which is in the narthex. We will not be passing the plates, as is our new custom. Thank you. Thank you for your giving. I ask that you give your attention to Don as he reads Luke 16.
Had to get my hymn all set up, too. Please rise for the gospel reading. Hand me my glasses. It's heck getting old. Get my eyes on here. All right, Luke 16, 19 through 31. Again, I'm reading from the Revised Standard Version, so it might be a little bit different. There was a rich man. He was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, full of sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus in his bosom. He then called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy upon me and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in the flame." But Abraham said, "Son, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in the manner evil things. So now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And beside all this, between us and you is a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may come from here, there to us." And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house. I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they all come into the place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to them, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead." Thus ends the reading.
Thanks be to God.
Turn in your hymnal to number 601, The Word of the Lamb. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you there right beside me. And nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Praise thee near you to all who the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now I will not forget your love for you, my heart forever wandering. Jesus is my guide, and hold you to my side, and I will love you to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my life. Okay, you may be seated.
Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham, and I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all form pray right hand, left hand. Oh, never mind. Couldn't get any further. I didn't remember as much of it as I thought I did. Stephanie was back there trying to get me. I should have gotten Miss Stephanie up here. I have to laugh. Don has printed out his scripture here from Bible Gateway. Wonderful to have the internet as resources. But of course, on the page, they had to put an advertisement. So they had an advertisement here for something about feet. So I'm getting spam in the pulpit. It's kind of an amazing thing. It's a modern day. It's a modern time. And some of these modern issues Some of these are just amazing, aren't they? Some are not so new. Immigration is one of those. Immigration has been a theme since time immemorial. Strangers coming from far away and being gathered. Do not neglect to entertain strangers, for you may be entertaining angels unaware. That's what we read in our call to worship. Did you hear it? Did you read it? Did you understand what it was saying there? And I have a picture on my wall right above my computer at home, and it's the picture of Mary holding baby Jesus in Egypt. For they were sojourners at a point in time. They were those outcasts, those immigrants. The Bible lifts it up. We read Psalm 146, the Lord who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down, and the Lord watches over the strangers. This is right out of the Bible. This is talking to you about what kind of a God we have. I have heard other people say, well, then let God take care of them. Do you really think that's going to fly when you face the judgment and you face the boss? Our immigration system is broken. There is no question in anybody's mind. It's a mess. It's broken. It isn't working. At one point in time, about 15 years ago, they came up with a way to revamp the immigration system. I heard a full lecture on this, and I won't give you the full lecture, but the woman outlined all of the different issues and helped, and everyone was in agreement. It was a bipartisan thing in Congress. Everything was good, and then all of a sudden, politics got involved. And somebody began to use it as a political beating and a way to make people divisive and to pick sides. And so as a political football, it has gotten nowhere. And people are suffering as a result. I have to tell you that while it's being fought out in the courts and the laws and the politicians and the press, God will have us take care of those. That's us. That's our job. And it startled me at one point to realize as well that God has favorites. Are you aware of that? God has favorites. God favors the widow, the poor, the orphan, the outcasts. And we need to remember that. But don't feel left out because God loves the righteous. Psalm 146, God loves the righteous. As I was moving from Johnstown to Aurora, I was working with a crew of movers, and these young men with strong backs and bulging muscles and not even breaking a sweat when I was about to die. And I kept, you know, do you need water? Do you need bathroom? Whatever you need. And when we'd worked a good part of the day away, one of the men leaned over to me and he said, you know, we were moving a family a couple of weeks ago. The woman wouldn't even let us use her bathroom to go to the bathroom. Now, this is an all-white, non-ethnic, straightforward crew. I don't know what the deal was, but this is classism. And he knew where I was coming from enough to name it to me. And I felt a sense of shame. I thought, I want to apologize for her. But he told me because he knew that I had welcomed him. For that, I'm grateful. I was able to offer a little bit of the Lord's love of me to him in a moment. Well, think about that. Think about how some of those boundaries come and go. And here we are in the story about Lazarus. Lazarus and the rich man offering water, offering food. The food, he wanted to just eat the crumbs from the table of the rich man. Now, when I hear that, I always think of people like Bill Gates or Warren Buffett. You know, we're talking wealthy people, Elon Musk, wealthy people, and how they're all about themselves and not about any others. And I have to pause. It says, admittedly, that Lazarus was dressed in purple and fine linen. Well, this isn't purple, is it? I don't see all colors, but I think this is pretty much just blue, isn't it? I do have some stuff that's purple and that kind of unsettles me. It begs a question. Who is wealthy? I have a slide. Paya, would you bring up the slide there? Or Alina, whoever's running. There we go. Can you see it well enough? Now we can. There we go. Here's an African man. He's the rich man. He's rich. He might have as many as two goats. He's wealthy in his little village, isn't he? You know, that kind of stunned me. It kind of stunned me because I'm thinking about rich, wealthy beyond measure. That means I don't have to worry about things. But here's a man that within his group, within his small community, is wealthy in comparison. So what about us? Do you consider yourself wealthy? I have never considered myself wealthy, but I had to stop and pause the other day when my refrigerator went out. I told you about that. It was not cool. But I was able to go to the store and pay for it straight up. That's pretty wealthy, actually. Refrigerators are not cheap. Have you bought a refrigerator lately? That'll cost 3 or 4 cookies and a couple of candy bars. But what is wealthy in comparison? I saw a couple of teenagers driving a beat-up car. I live near the high school, and a couple of teenagers, and one wheel was, it was abnormal. It's flat on one edge, the bottom side there. And they went clunkety, clunkety, clunk, and they saw me working in my garage, and they drove over and pulled in front of my garage and stopped, and one of the kids leaned out and says, "Do you know how to change a tire?" I said, "Well, yeah, actually, I do." And I didn't mind helping him. I thought it was kind of interesting. There was one boy and two girls, and the girls were pretty decked out. I could understand why they wouldn't want to be crawling around doing that, but I don't know what the boys' problem was. But in many respects, I mean, I rolled out a floor jack, and I had pneumatic tools, and the whole business, they, you know, it was like having a car shop right there. I guess I am kind of wealthy in that respect, aren't I? What about you? Are you wealthy? We've been eating shrimp. Melissa's got a thing for shrimp and crab lately. That's a sign of wealth, isn't it? To be eating and dining so sumptuously. So the rich man dies and he is in torment. Lazarus is at Abraham's bosom. And the rich man wants to warn his brothers. And he says, "Father Abraham, let me, you know, send somebody, tell them." And Abraham says, "The word is already out. That everybody knows. Those of us sitting in here have that scripture." That was, how many of you have heard that story for the first time? So we know it. And we understand, and we've heard that, and we understand that we are called to that. Just a drink of water. Send Lazarus that he might dip his finger in the water and come and put a drop of water on my tongue for I'm in torment. Just a simple drink. Offering a drink of water, just a little bit of that. Now, we need to think about that a little bit as well, because in Jesus' time, you didn't drink the water. We are in a wealthy country. Our water coming out of the pipes and is good water. We have scientists and machinery and systems in place to monitor the water to make sure it stays safe. Agreed, it has collapsed at times. Detroit was pumping out lead in theirs. There were some things that happen that go wrong. But your potable water out of your tap is drinkable. That's amazing. There are a lot of places in the world where that's not the case. And in Jesus' time, that was not the case. You drank wine. You didn't drink water. If you had water that was good to drink, that was pretty special, actually. So offering someone a drink was a little more than just getting a glass out of the tap. I have to tell you a funny story. Had a contractor that was working for us. He was cutting concrete with a concrete saw. And he was from down under. He was an Australian. Anyway, he was out there working right, big heavy equipment. It was a sunny day in the middle of summer, and he's working away, and the concrete foreman was there as well, and they were chatting it up and having a good time. And it was hot, so I trotted into the church, and I brought out a couple bottles of water, and I handed one to the concrete foreman. He said, "Oh, thanks," and he peels it, and he starts drinking. Handed one to the Australian, and he reached out, and he took it, and he looked at me. And he looked at the water, and he looked at me. He kind of nodded, and he set it down. I thought, that is not the reaction I expected at all. Didn't know what was going on with him. Later on, I saw that he had thrown the bottle over in the trash heap, not even opened. And he saw me looking, and he walked over to his truck, and he took out a carton of milk. And he drank a drink of milk, and he looked at me. And he drank another drink of milk, and looked at me, and nodded, and kind of held the milk up. I didn't ever get to flesh it out more than that. Is it not polite in Australia to offer water? Do they not trust water? Is milk the better choice and I should have offered him milk? I don't know. Did I cross some barrier around our different, you know, economic or social backgrounds? I have no clue. Don't not offer them water anyway. I know that was a triple negative. Offer them water, even if it might not be what they're expecting. But out of your kindness, something good will come, and that's okay. The Australian wasn't really offended at me, that I could tell, and he did a great job. But to this day, I still haven't figured out. Any of you from Australia? Any Kiwis down here? Any New Zealanders or anything? Do we not? Yeah, put your hand down, Eleni. We need to flesh that out. If you know anybody and understand why we wouldn't offer them a glass or a bottle of water, I don't understand. We don't have to. And it isn't just a drink of water that we're offering. You know that. This is the beginning of saying we will help take care of those who need. We will reach out. Puerto Rico has no potable water. There are elderly people, and for some reason they are being put in some of the taller buildings on the island. There's no electricity, and they're on the 13th floor. They can't get water, and they can't get up and down the stairs to get food. This is a crisis for them. We take things for granted, and we shouldn't. We are the rich ones. Beware. Now, don't beat yourself up too badly. We do work at it, and we do a good job. Deb Gunther guides us in ways that we can help, because not all of us can just trot over and take water or food to somebody on the 13th floor of a tall building down in Puerto Rico. Just can't do it. Or Florida or Alaska that's been flooded out. But we can reach out in other ways, and you do that, and you're doing that, and we need to continue to do that. But make sure we do that day to day as well. Everyone we meet may need a drink of water. And it may not be water, but we can offer that. Christ calls us to do it. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels unaware. Amen? All right, Don. Take us to the valley and sing us of a lily.
This is familiar, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is this familiar to this congregation?
Yeah, it's adult.
Please rise. It's number 2062 in your hymn we sing, Faith We Sing. And it's an old hymn, so you should remember this.
I have found the friend of Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of the glories to my soul. The lily of the valley, on him alone I send. All I will do, cleanse the make and fill my soul. In our sorrow full of lifting. Me everywhere I am, please. Let the fairest of the thousand to my soul. Eat all I had for clearing and all its sorrows in. He is there, give me the same earthly song. I have all the hidden breaking and all my idols there.
I was remembering some of the times I've heard that hymn. Four-part harmony, hymns, choirs, congregations and gatherings, and every one meaningful. He is that one, the lily of the valley. And he guides us and he feeds us and he offers us the clear, fresh water, living water. May we in his name offer it to all we meet. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Join hands with somebody. Let's sing our closing.